Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 29 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God himself this day will meet you and all of your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones. I command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. If you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Today we're doing a summary with scriptures of the attributes of the precious Holy Spirit. You will notice that the precious Holy Spirit is called He and not It. Remember, there are times when we receive a gift and are not quite sure how the gift works. That is why it is so important that we understand and remember who the precious Holy Spirit is and what He will do for us. Acts 2 and verse 38 says He's a gift who must be received. Then in Acts 2 verse 39, Joel 2 verse 28 and 29, and Acts 2 verses 17 and 18, it says that the precious Holy Spirit is called the promise. In the last days, God promised that He would pour out His Spirit on all people. He said, your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Genesis 1 verses 1 through 3 and John 14 verse 17 says He's the building constructor, an agent who hovers and moves over us to construct the Word of God in our lives when spoken in faith. Luke 1 verse 35 says He's the conception and the birthing agent who came upon the Virgin Mary, the mother of Jesus, and overshadowed her. John 6 verse 63 says He's the quickening agent who makes ones alive in Jesus Christ. John 14 16 says He's the comforter, the counselor, who will abide with us forever. John 14 17 says He's the Spirit of truth that the world cannot receive. John 14 26 says He's the comforter, the advocate sent by the Father in Jesus' name. And He is the teacher of all things, who will bring all things to our remembrance, whatever Jesus Christ has said unto us. John 15 26 says He testifies of Jesus Christ when he has seen and heard of Him. John 16 verse 7 through 11 says He convinces and persuades the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. John 16 verse 13 says He guides us into all truth and He will show us things to come. John 16 14 says He glorifies, exalts, honors, praises, and worships Jesus Christ. John 16 15 says He takes the things of Jesus Christ and shows them unto us. Acts 1 and verse 8 says He gives us power, might, and ability to witness, serve, and to love. Romans 5 verse 15 says He sheds love abroad in our hearts. Ephesians 1 and verse 13 and Ephesians 4:30 says He seals us until the day of redemption. Romans 8:16 says He bears witness that we are the children of God. Romans 8:26 says He helps us in our weak areas and in our infirmities. Romans 8:27 says He prays and makes intercession for us according to God's will. Zechariah 12 and verse 10 says He's called the Spirit of grace and supplication. Revelations 22 verse 17 says He is the solicitor who invites and calls ones to Christ Jesus. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, love, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.